Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The following may contain NSFW content and is intended for mature audiences. Parental guidance is suggested.
If you dig the show, please subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Subscribe and leave reviews on Apple Podcasts and Google Play. And please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/jonesandmike.
This is Dudes and Cars.
I have come to the conclusion that I need a black friend. So last night, I was out, and I stopped into this ramen joint. And as I went in, it was like loud and kind of bedlamish. I mean, the place is called Furious Spoon, so that's not really shocking, and I've eaten there before.
Wait. It's called the what? The Curious Spoon?
The Furious Spoon.
It's in Wicker Park. Furious. Nice. Yeah. Cool. All right.
So I sit down.
Ramen. Oh,
yes.
I love some ramen. Would you recommend?
Oh, yeah, it was good. So I sat down with my vegetable ramen. Right. And as I'm sitting there, though, and I'm waiting to bring the order, they have, like, this hip-hop music that's playing crazy loud. Like, crazy loud. And it's just, I hate the hip-hop music now. Just that, like, butt on the floor. Ass on my face. Ass on my... It's just like this chanting. I hate it. I fucking hate it. And everyone that was working there was like dancing to it. And like rocking and just... It's not even dancing. They just like kind of shake to it. They shake their shoulders. And it just... It was one of those things like... I was surprised at how... Like pissed off I was getting. And it was one of those things where I was thinking in the back of my mind, like, this isn't because I'm my age, and this isn't because I'm white. This is because it's terrible. But at the same point, I felt like to tell you that and have you agree with me would mean nothing.
Right, right.
But if I had my own, like, black peer that I could talk to, that might have meant something, like, where I could have turned to it, because as I'm watching them, like, rock, and they were all, I mean, for the most part, all the workers were black, there were some white workers as well, and they were all kind of rocking to it,
right.
But I'm watching them, and I'm thinking to myself, like, no, there was a part of me where I did it, because I think there's this message out there that you keep getting hit with, like, you know, evil white guy, old middle-aged white guy, whatever it
right.
is.
White privilege.
Yeah, but I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, no, I don't, no, this is not that. And if I had a black friend where I could look at and go, we hate this, right? You and I, we hate this. Because here's the funny thing, like, you know, I always loved hip-hop.
Oh, I know. I'm shocked that you don't have a black friend, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't really. But, not
well,
like...
here's the thing, though. If you had a black friend, you guys would be friends because you like the same stuff, right?
Sure.
So he would be like a black version of you. Or a more black version. You're already kind of black.
Okay.
As middle-aged white guys go, you're kind of already black. You have a lot of the many admirable traits of the black community already.
Okay, I won't ask you to detail that, partly because I'm afraid, but okay.
No, but I mean, like, you're a stylish guy. You are into to hip hop, although I guess not hip hop made since 2005. Is that fair?
Probably pretty accurate. Well, here's the thing, though. There was a part of me...
You love your mama? You say the word aunt? You got a lot of black in you.
That's true about the aunt. You know, but it was just... I feel like it would have... There was something about me where it was instantly, because I'm just in this restaurant by myself, and I felt I was fighting it. myself. Like, as soon as these thoughts were kicking up, and it was just this obnoxious music, and people were dancing to music that I can't stand, I did feel like I wanted confirmation.
Yeah.
But, like, I would want confirmation from another black guy my age. Like, no, no, it's not you. It's them. You know, to be on the same page with. Like, I remember the first time I heard A Tribe Called Quest. I saw them on a video. What was the video? The Box. Remember when
yeah,
they just...
Yeah, right. It was like the UHF.
Yeah,
on
it was
TV.
Like Channel 13. And I first saw A Tribe Called Quest, and I saw them. I was like, those are... If we went to the same school, we'd be friends. I'd be friends with those guys. Like, I felt like I could tap into that.
You think Tribe Called Quest would have liked hanging out with you? No way.
I think they would have.
No chance. Fife would have had nothing to do with you.
He didn't smoke
nearly enough weed for Fife. Or drink enough Dr.
That?
Pepper for his liking.
Well, I don't know. I don't think you just have to be any one thing. But it was weird. So I went... It did just kind of... You know when you start arguing with people that aren't there and you start anticipating arguments, like, this was kind of bugging me a little bit. And then I was like, yeah, but, you know, people would say, no, it's because there was something about black people having a good time that you found irritating.
Oh, wow, that's heavy.
You know, no, where I just started thinking, like, I bet people would argue with me on this. And then, I started to really, so like as I'm walking out of there, as I'm walking out of the place, like, I'm just thinking to myself, like, no, I mean, it can't just be me. Like, that can't be my thought process, that I'm having a problem with all of a sudden there's black music ripping through some place that I'm eating, right?
Right, right, right.
So then I go... into, like, I leave there, I don't feel like going home, so I walk like a half a block down, and there's this coffee shop. And I go into the coffee shop, and I see there's this black guy on the couch, he's listening to music, and there's this other woman that's sitting in this recliner right next to the couch.
Yeah.
And I ordered a coconut latte, and I was like, I'm going to go sit. I don't know why, but I was like, I'm going to go sit next to the black guy. And I go and I scooch over, and it's like where the tables are like really too close to someone's shins, and I'm like making eye contact, and this guy doesn't...
Oh, God, what are you doing?
How you doing? You know, he didn't seem to be like too checked in either. Like he was a mouth breather, which I'm a mouth breather as well, but he was like profoundly a mouth breather.
Yeah, you think mouth breathers get a bad rap, and I'm not going to stand in your way on that one.
You're not going to stand in my way on what? That mouth breathers? You say
this whole idea that just breathing through your mouth means you are less intelligent. You're a Neanderthal. It's bullshit.
Right. It is bullshit, but when you are profoundly a mouth breather, it does have that look. And I am admitting fully, I am a mouth breather, but I am not a profound mouth breather. So then
right.
I just found
myself...
So you
guys already had that in common,
we
somewhat.
Did. Yeah. We did. So I sat down, and I just started to creep myself out. Because I was on the couch, and there's a woman sitting next to me. I'm not paying any attention to her. I only want the attention of this black mouth breathing man that's sitting next to me on the couch. So I just kind of keep looking over.
Oh, Jesus.
And, you know, and then I would kind of, like, roll my head back to see what he was looking. Is he, like, an iPad?
Oh, my God. I would love if he would have beaten you up.
I could tell. Like, he was looking at YouTube videos. So I wanted to kind of see what he was checking out in case he could be like, oh, yeah, new Volvos or something else. Or something. But, like, he wanted no part of me. So this
last...
Yeah,
blame him.
Well, no, I don't blame him either. And I wasn't, like, being too hardcore about, like, let me buy you a drink. But there was just something that was sitting back in my head from when I was in this restaurant. And I was just, like, pissed off about this horrible music that I was listening to. And just really, it irritates me that people enjoy this music. I think it's that bad.
But yeah, and so along the lines of you, and I think that's very admirable, actually, that you questioned whether or not, well, am I actually just pissed off seeing happy black people? Is that it?
You were
leaving no mental stone unturned, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go through everything because I just thought if someone was in my head right now.
Right.
People would mangle it around horribly.
Yeah.
And make it something that it wasn't. And somehow, even though nobody was saying this to me, I was getting upset about it. And then I thought, I need a black friend for not only friendship, but confirmation in this type of arena. Like, it would have been nice. Like, you wouldn't have cut the mustard, but, like, say...
No, I mean, I'm woefully inadequate as your black friend.
But say someone from high school, like Joe Hurston. He would have fit the bill. My age. I know he listened to hip-hop when he was at Marist. That would have meant something to be having ramen with Joe and have
Did
him
you?
Go, I can't stand this shit either.
Yeah, so, hey, did you reach out to him? Is he on Facebook?
He lives out in Massachusetts, is my understanding.
Oh,
funny enough,
man.
Because he commented on a race issue that had happened at our old high school in the last year.
Oh.
But I don't know him. I don't know him well enough to go, let me run a scenario past you.
Yeah, like, is that something that might be offensive? If you were to go, you know what, sir, in the coffee shop, can I bounce something off of you? Kendrick Lamar, artistically rewarding or worthy of awards and rewarding to listen to?
Right.
Or complete bullshit. What do you think?
And I could have done that. Interestingly enough, you picked him. He's about the only one that I can really stomach. The rest of them, though, are quite awful. So am I... Is this something I just need to let go? I guess I'm asking.
Yeah, this idea of a black friend, I mean, you know, I'd want to separate the wheat from the chaff here. There's a few things at play. One is, I don't know why can't ramen places just play like Asian, like, what is that, dulcimer or something? Like Asian kind of soft music.
No,
they always seem to play like kind of like pop culture-y shit. I don't want that. I want Asian.
Well, there's five Asian, like, ramen places, noodle shops on that block, and some of them are of that ilk. I think this is just trying to be more Wicker Park-ish.
Even that place you took me to in Evanston or whatever, like, they were playing, like, rock music or, like,
right.
Bob Marley and shit, and I'm like, what is this bullshit? No. So I was kind of irritated by that music anyway. So leave the hip hop out. Can the ramen places just, or any, if you're an ethnic place, just stick to the ethnic music. That's going to be kind of like, stop doing a pattern interrupt.
Would you have been upset, though, had they been dancing to that music?
Just in general, I'm just perturbed. Like, I just want to hear, like, soft Asian music and then people slurping.
Right.
That's all I want to hear in those joints. So I would be kind of irritated anyway, dude. If it was... I think they played, like, Aerosmith up in Evanston. I'm like, what is this Aerosmith shit?
Aerosmith.
I don't like Aerosmith when I'm having ramen. So, you know, I don't know what's up with that. Like, if I go into a Mexican place, I want to hear Mexican music.
That's true.
I want it to fit, you know? So I think they were kind of fucking with your head there anyway. So give yourself some slack.
All right,
but
fair enough.
Next, you're by yourself. I don't know. You eat out a lot alone, do you?
I mean, just for like a meal if I'm popping in someplace. I mean, I never like call a place like Table for One. And this is kind of a place where they just have a long table where you can just, anyone can just kind of sit down and start eating.
I would be kind of on edge if I were alone eating. A, I don't really like eating in public, but B, I think I would be a little bit self-conscious or something. I don't know if I've ever eaten alone.
or in many, many years. Well, I always have a human being that I'm related to with me. This time when I speak to you every week, Jones, it's the only time I have alone all week.
Why would you... Yeah, but why do you need... Why would you feel odd eating alone?
I don't know. Like, you've told me that you've gone to movies alone and things like that. And those things blow my mind. Concerts alone. Like, I don't know, man. Now I'm so used to being surrounded by humans, I just would need somebody, some human shield with me at all times. I'd feel naked.
Hmm.
But you're more, so at any rate, so, okay. Then, the hip-hop is something that's actually touching a nerve with me, because my daughter's into rap, and it always asks for asinine asks. Like, kids need to learn to get some easier, higher percentage shots from the floor. She asks for these ridiculous asks, and among them recently is, hey, can we go see ... in Milwaukee? And I'm like, all right, no. Out of hand, I'm going to say no, because to drive an hour and a half, two hours one way, no. But B, who is this? So most recently, she wanted me to take her to see Lil Pump in Milwaukee. Lil Pump. L-I-L, the word pump. And it's like some 17-year-old with like purple hair and like tattoos on his face. And it's like... It's like N.W.A., dude. It's like, you know, singing about coke and BJs and stuff. And I'm like, what are you, dumb? Are you dumb? A, I'm not going to take you to another city almost for any reason. And B, like, I was in the N.W.A. when I was her age, but I never would have asked my mom to take me to see them.
Right, right.
And in a YouTube world where within seconds I can get the, you know, Lil Pump Gucci song where he's singing about doing coke and then getting blowjobs, and cunnilingus, giving cunnilingus.
Mm-hmm. Very generous young man.
I don't understand what this girl's problem is. So she's into shit like that. Lil Pump, Post Malone is another one, and he's a honky. These are honkies.
Well, here's the thing.
But they're like the worst kind of honkies ever created.
Well, is Lil Pump? Wasn't he killed?
That will get me out of having to go to Milwaukee, so I'm kind of hoping so.
Well, wait, is Lil Pump from Chicago?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him outside of the Gucci song. And it's the fucking worst. It makes NWA seem like high art, dude.
No, I don't think he's dead.
Oh.
There was some other...
Rat farts.
Lil Peep, maybe?
Lil Pete.
No, Peep. Like a peep
oh,
show.
Oh, Lil Peep. Like Bo Peep lost her sheep.
Sort of, yeah. Oh, god damn it. This thing won't type. Yeah, well... So... Now what... So wait...
So yeah, so I've tried to sample her audio selections in the car. I try to be... You know, she doesn't play the Bloge songs, but she does play Post Malone and all these other people.
Yeah.
And it is fucking dreck. There's no two ways about it. And I would like to be open-minded toward it. I would like to dig it.
Right.
So if for no other reason, then... oh, God. If for no other reason, then, I don't want to be the dude who hates everything that my kids are into.
Right. I get that. And I don't want to be the guy that's in the ramen shop, ramen restaurant, and everyone just thinks I hate what's on the speakers because I'm a white man with some gray hairs. By the way, it was Lil Peep that died. He died on November 15th.
Oh, no.
So Lil Pump.
He OD'd?
I don't know. Powerful opioid fentanyl took out Little Peep.
So it doesn't take much of fentanyl. Hopefully that can be a rash. There could be a rash of that.
Yeah. So Little Pump, still good. Little Peep, not so good.
And what I'm not even convinced of is the shit that she likes, is that like suburban white kid rap? Or is that the you know...
The real rap?
the preferred rap of the day. I don't know.
Would you feel, here's the thing then, maybe we're getting back to something. Would you feel better if you could talk to your black friend about this? Because I've noticed we always make a big deal about race, right? Not just you and I mean everyone, people in this country. But I've noticed that whenever, if I'm ever talking about any kind of LGBTQ plus whatever it is issue, I will cite, like, dude, this and this A, B, and C happened, and one of my buddies, and he's gay, he lives in Boys Town, and he said this. Like, I'll try to fortify my opinion with the words of a member of that community. So, would you feel better about yourself? Is there a forum that we could create for middle-aged white men and black men to come together just even for this?
Yeah, so are you saying that black guys have this same sort of issue?
I don't know.
Neighborhoods where they're like, fuck, I wish I had a white friend to ask this, to ask about this.
They may. I wouldn't know that. I was just, and again, I'm concocting this in my own head when I was really hating this Migos or whatever the hell was playing over the speakers. And I just thought to myself, if I so much as say one false word, I don't know. I know this group called Migos. They were at Lollapalooza and they were
Migos.
Terrible.
I thought you said something else. Okay.
No. They're one of those acts where it's like, like there's no rhythm to it at all.
Variance.
It's just the worst. So anyway, but like you're saying, like, I don't know if this is like real street rap or fake street rap. You'd feel, if I told you that's real street rap, Mike, I don't think you'd feel as confident if you had your black friend Randy at work going, that's real street rap, Mike. You better tell your daughter to watch out. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, it would be nice to know, okay, if your kid's into this, that's probably not a good sign. Or if they're into this, that's okay. All kids are into that. Like, I think when I was in the metal, there were certain kind of metal that was okay. That didn't mean you were going to fucking, like, you know, end up with an STD robbing a liquor store.
Right.
And you know, dead in a ditch somewhere. But the kids who all listen to certain groups, yeah, man, they were like bad news. You knew, like, oh, he's into that? Oh, that's not a good decision.
Right.
So, I don't know, you know, like, some of those guys that were into really aggressive shit, they were aggressive dudes.
Right. Well, have you
ever... when my daughter, my lovely, lovely daughter is into this, you know, these fucking guys with face tattoos, I don't think that's a good sign.
No, it's not. I would definitely be concerned. I would definitely be concerned. But now, here's the thing. Would it mean anything additionally, like describing my scenario where I was sitting there in this restaurant, if I knew someone where you could bounce this idea off of? Okay, have you ever done anything? Actually, let me go this route. Have you ever done anything where you just thought to yourself, like, was that racist there? Did I do something racist? You know, like you see... like a black guy in like a beat up flannel shirt, and you're like, I got nothing, buddy. And then all of a sudden you see he's walking onto a construction site. He's actually working. I'm making up a scenario. I have not had that happen to me, but I'm making up a scenario. Like, have you ever done anything where then you could go, oh my God, I feel like shit that I just didn't said that. I can't believe I did that, or I can't believe I thought that. But then you knew somebody where you could bounce that idea off of, and they go, no, dude, I do that shit all the time. Like, it'd be cool if I could bounce these thoughts in my head off of a Joe Hurston, which probably speaks to our background that I'm referencing the one of three black guys that graduated from our high school.
Yeah, from 40 years ago. Yeah, I mean, God, I live in, you know, the ivory tower, and I have way more black contacts than you, Jones. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's just the way it works. Or it's the way it's worked.
It's almost like you're describing. So with Thanksgiving recently, obviously they have the Butterball 800 line. It's almost like we have to have access to some sort of a resource. Right. If we can't actually have friends that will allow us to reference the LGBTQ community or the black community or whatever, this feels very Seinfeldian, actually.
It does.
Converting for the jokes. And to be clear, you just want a gut check every now and then from a black guy.
That's all I would have. It would have just, in for my own gut, this is just me personally, I would have loved to, because there is something, maybe this is as dopey, like, I, for want of a better phraseology, like white man's burden of feeling like, I feel like I have to prove to people in my own mind, like, no, I'm not hating this because I'm white. I'm hating this because it's terrible. But it would have given me an extra bump if I was with a black friend who was like, oh my God, this fucking music drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. Like, it would have meant something. I wouldn't have wound up going into a coffee shop trying to make eyes at another black guy. For whatever reason, like, I'm going to go sit next to him. I'm going to go sit next to him and maybe
you're gonna
I'll stick up a
gut,
conversation.
You're going to get a gut shot, not a gut check, if you keep that up. That's the thing, though. Like, if you're getting opinions from black guys in coffee shops, it's probably not an opinion that would carry much more favor than mine.
Well,
you need, like, a real straight-up black buddy.
No. Well, here's the thing, though. Here's where I would challenge that. I would want someone who came from kind of a similar background as myself. Like, just, you know, like that book, Black Like Me, White Like Me, whatever. Like, we're just similar type dudes where it would be, let's go with my make-believe black friend, Randy. Like, hey, Randy, Brian Jones, Marquette University, class of 96. Hey, Randy Stevens. Class of 95, Villanova. Like, that kind of thing. Like, we're just trekking on the same thing. And then it was kind of like, cool. A guy like myself, but black, hates this stuff too. So it's not just my whiteness.
Yeah, I... okay, so is there any...
You know,
is it just hip hop or is it rock too? Like, I like some new rock, this, that, other genres. It's just hip hop that I used to love as a kid. And you didn't even like anything with guitars when I first met you. Like, you were my only black friend. Actually, this is shitty to find out that I have no more black friends that you're out of the game.
I know. It's sad. Well, now, here's the thing. I don't like a lot of the rock music either because it's just so pussified. But I hate the hip-hop of today more than I hate the rock music of today. But I think there's something, because the hip-hop of today that I hate is more pervasive and has still more of a foothold than rock. Rock is so... It's almost not worth hating because it's so weak. It barely has a foothold on the culture. So, like, what's there to hate? But, like, I really wanted these young people at Furious Spoon to know, like, what you're liking right now is fucking terrible.
Well, right. So, it's like it's...
But I have a feeling if I said that, if I voiced it, I, honest to God, 10-1, they would have been like, oh, white guy.
Yeah, right. Do you listen to, like, GCI and, like, stations that are number one for hip-hop in Chicago?
I don't really listen to terrestrial radio anymore. Now, when you go through satellite, and the only one I'll listen to Backspin. And that's the thing. I was listening to Backspin all weekend. It was fantastic. They were doing this, like, live jazz performance. It was fantastic. They had, like... They're rapping over live jazz. It was excellent. So I was listening to it all weekend. But, like, then there's this other, like, Shade 45 and, like, all this other stuff that's just the worst. It's all that stuff that I hate. Just that heavy downbeat. The lyrics aren't anything. They're just chanting. Like, all that Chief Keef bullshit.
Yeah, all right, right, right.
I get that. I would love... Yeah, I just... I would love... I would just love to know that it's just not my whiteness that hates Chief Keef's music. Because I don't think that it is. But I feel like I can't just prove that myself by saying those words. Now, maybe I'm crazy for thinking that way. But I think that way.
And blacks have to be the arbiters of hip-hop and rap, right? It wouldn't count to have, like, a 22-year-old friend who happens to be white or Latino or something. In this brown doesn't even cut it. It's got to be black,
in
right?
this particular instance, because I was in a restaurant where 75% of the staff was black and they were really enjoying the music that I hated, I really felt like I would want that validation from another. And actually, I won't even say my age. Before, I was saying it's got to be a peer, like someone went to school similar to me, job similar to me, where it's like, hey, we're the same kind of guy. I'm white, you're black. That's the only difference. But it would even mean a little bit if, like, some 22, 23-year-old black kid is like, oh, my God, this stuff's terrible. I only listen to stuff from before 2000. Like, that would have carried some weight.
Do you want me to see if I can find one of my connections and introduce you?
What would the connection be?
People in my neighborhood, people at work.
See, here's the thing, though. I did think...
Oddly, I think I have a more diverse network presently.
I do have one guy that I'm really friendly with that works on my floor, that works in another office.
Yeah.
I would like... I am going to run this by him.
You're going to get punched in the face.
I don't think I will. In fact, he's invited me to his house for poker. Like, he's taken my number. He's never called me yet. He hasn't called me yet. But...
You're on the wait list. There's got to be a seat opening up.
Well, that's
before
fine.
You get invited.
Wait list means something,
but he's
it?
Somebody you might be able to, like, you know, see in the bathroom and be like, hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I want to word it right, though.
I know he's giving millions of dollars to the Chicago Public Schools, but the guy with the three on his hat.
Right.
Is he good? Is he really good?
See, I don't get, like, I don't hate Chance the Rapper, but I don't get, I'm surprised that young people are as into Chance the Rapper as they are. Like, I will give him full credit. The guy is a total artist. There's nothing derivative about him at all. I mean, like, he's doing stuff where it's like he's rapping over, like, gospel music and, like, really rapping over God. It's weird. And I don't understand, like, young people are, like, all about it. Like, when he was performing at Lollapalooza, people were like, I can't wait. This is making my day to see Chance the Rapper. I'm just like, for what? Like, I don't get it.
And his message is he isn't talking about, you know, bloges and coke, is he?
Yeah.
He is.
No. I'm saying, no, he's not. You're right.
Oh, he's got, like, a positive message. So, should I wean my daughter off of the face tattoos?
Oh, for sure.
To get her onto Chance the Rapper?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
No, figuratively speaking.
No question. And I would even try to wean her onto Kendrick Lamar. I like Kendrick Lamar, but...
She does as well, in fairness. She's not all about the face tattoos. They're like white versions of Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
that she's into.
Lil Wayne. They said Lil Wade. There's too many Lils.
Right.
Lil Peep,
yeah,
Lil Pump, Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert, another one of your Lala faves.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like, I wouldn't even consider going to Lala, and you make it a point to go. So you're making an effort.
Okay.
And you don't just go to see Red Hot Chili Peppers. You go to discover new shit.
I call.
And so
yeah,
as 43-year-olds go, you do put up a big effort.
Thank you. Thank you. That is true. That is true. Because I even say that with work. At work, sometimes if people give me a hard time, you know, like, why are you going to see that? Or why do you like that music? I'm like, guys, you're the ones that should know more about these artists than me. Or you guys should be going. I have yet. Actually, I take that back. In the 4.5 years I've been working at my company, and like 85% of my coworkers have been millennials, only one employee once went to either Riot Fest. One coworker went to Riot Fest or Lollapalooza. One girl, 1 year, got a free ticket to go to Lollapalooza, so she went. And I'm always like, and then she came up to me the day before she went to the show, and she's like, pick off some bands that I should go see.
Oh, jeez.
And I even said to her, I'm like, this is insane. You're 25. Like,
yeah.
I should be asking you who I should be going to see. So I thank you for being fair to me. And I think that's why I think I need to go and engage myself. Maybe what I'm uncovering is there's a desire in me, and I have not acted on that desire, to have a hip-hop debate. But there's a part of me that is scared of being written off simply because of my whiteness. In the same way that black people feel that when they go into a work environment, there's a black tax. You have to be a little bit better than everybody else, because if you're just the same, people will look at you as lower.
Oh, black tax, they call that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were saying brass tax.
No, black tax. It's just a thing where some black people feel like I can't afford to make the same type of mistake as my contemporaries at work.
Oh, I don't know about that, dude.
I'm just saying you might disagree with that, but I'm saying they feel that way. Now, in that same vein, I could be completely wrong for feeling like, I bet you I'd be written off for my opinion because I'm white. Maybe I unnecessarily feel that way.
Well,
but
yeah, definitely
I do have that
in this
feeling.
Debate.
I have that feeling, like, if I went in there and voiced my opinion, I'm already arguing with people. In my mind, that's how irrational I am. Not only do I try to sit down next to black people I don't know on couches to try to strike up conversations, but I argue with people that don't exist or not with me.
Right. Yeah. No, that's the thing, though. In this white privilege infused era that we're in here, where everything is shouting down dudes, I think you might stand a fighting chance, even in this era, if you really demonstrated some serious hip-hop bona fides and knowledge. So I think you need to brush up, bone up, if you're going to have this debate or this discussion.
Like, I should...
And you do, but I think really dedicate yourself to boning up on the history and the players and all of that, the lineage, the tree, so that you get engaged, so it doesn't just seem like, you know... I liked the Beastie Boys, because they were white, and then they were buddies with Tribe Called Quest, so I liked them too.
Right.
Today's hip-hop sucks. I can't even do it. How do you do the raspberries? Give it to me.
Do the raspberries?
Yeah. Look. How do you do it? There you go.
That's it? You can't do that?
No, I can't. I can't blow a bubble. I can't do that adequately.
Come on. Every white guy can do raspberries.
Now that you're out of the game, I don't legit have any black friends. Like, there's a lot to work on in 2018 for me.
I don't know that I'm totally out of the game. In fact, I'm willing to fight for the game. What does that say? It's got to say something, right?
Do you like the hip-hop stylings of the game? That's all I want to know.
I don't know anymore.
Have you checked out Chicago's new number one station for commercial-free and hip-hop jams?
No, you told me about it, but... I get so, I'm so into satellite now. I just don't think about it. And I'm making a mistake because now it's commercial free. I should be checking
it
out.
Yeah, it's like, there's no excuse. Thanks for pointing that out. It's like satellite, only it's freer.
Yeah, right. For now.
For now. And they're playing the shit out of like TLC's Waterfalls. But there's some pretty good stuff, dude. I think for honkies like me, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, I took you, remember last year at Riot Fest? I had you go see Method and Redman.
Yeah, solid stuff. Right. Solid stuff. And this stuff is kind of in that, you know, same era. Like, 90 to, like, 2005 in there. None of the modern shit you hate. But right now, heavy on the big names, Jay-Z, Fitty.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Are you into stuff like that? You at least go, you know what? It's not like today's bullshit.
Oh, it would be, yeah, no. It would be preferable, for sure. For sure. Like, I just like the stuff that's today, it doesn't even rhyme at all. It's just, again, it's just chanting. There's nothing clever about it. It's just all, honestly, everything that's written today is done with the mindset of what it would look like when you shoot the video. Like, this will look great. Rolling down some street, just chanting this stuff, hanging out of some stupid car. That's the way it plays to me.
Yeah, Lil Pump in a Gucci song, in the video for Gucci song, has a tiger by his side. That, I gotta admit, that's pretty badass.
Well, that is pretty badass.
Assuming it wasn't green screened in.
I bet you it was.
No, I don't know. Lil Pump looks like he don't give a fuck. Unfortunately, for me and my daughter.
Right, yeah. What is it that your daughter likes about Lil Pump?
You know what? We didn't really get into it because I was like, I just wanted to get right to the, you know, heart of the matter. I'm like, hey, do me a favor. Don't ever play that around any of my other kids. Got it? Cool.
Right.
And by the way, mission denied, request denied to go to Milwaukee to see this cock.
So when this guy is talking about getting bloges and cunnilingus, does he ever mention the pussy stinking? Because at the restaurant yesterday, there was some track by some female rapper, and she must have referenced pussies stinking 6 times. That was the other thing, too, where I was like, in a restaurant, you got to... Like, when we're at work, we can select our own music. And every once in a while, a song will slip through where it'll be like, no, they say fucking that, skip this song or whatever, because if someone comes into our lobby and this cuts in, you don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, if you're a restaurant, wouldn't you at least be like, look, any songs that talk about pussies stinking, we're not going to have that play in the restaurant. And it played, like, 6 times.
Okay, you were, you know, yeah, no, what self-respecting human being over the age of 15 is going to put up with that?
Should I have said something?
Furious Spoon. No Furious Spoon. There's enough good ramen joints without this. We don't need you.
So you think I should have complained?
No, I don't think so. But the food was decent, huh? Maybe you need to take it to go.
Yeah, the last time I ate there, I did eat outside.
Can you take ramen to go, or does it, like, congeal?
You can take it to go.
Seems like something you got to kind of have on the spot.
I think you should have it quickly.
Plus, the presentation is half the battle right there, man. You put it that in a to-go cup.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Not going to be the same.
It is. The way they do ramen now, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, the way you're now that you're reframing things, dude. Like, I didn't know that there was any vaginosis, you know.
Yes.
Chit chat.
Right. On that.
That changes everything.
On that subject matter, I learned today that Joe Pesci does not do that. Does not participate in the going down on a woman.
Okay.
Because he says that reduces yourself, that lowers yourself beneath the woman, and you can never recover from that.
Oh, jeez. That guy's a nutball. I would have rather he say something like, you know, that's what did in Michael Douglas, or almost did him in.
But that's kind of what they were talking about. There was an interview where they were talking about it. And they referenced Michael Douglas, like, saying that he got, like, cancer from that activity.
Well, I think that's a risk that you just got to take, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. But I'm just saying, funny enough, that in the last 24 hours that this topic has come up in a number of ways, none of which I asked for.
Yeah, so put me decidedly in Lil Pump's corner. Okay. And not in Joe Pesci's
corner. Fair enough.
Ridiculous.
I'm just saying. I thought it was.
Yeah, you just can't go south. You can't go south. It lowers you beneath the woman.
I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
That's like some straight up, like, now that's old white guy, like, sexist shit right there.
I don't know if it's a white guy thing. The word is...
Lowers you beneath the... Well, it might be a black guy thing. Yeah. This might be something you might want to...
See?
This might break the ice to the black guys, yes, in the coffee shop. Like,
yes,
eating pussy. You're not into that, right?
That's the word.
And then he's like, oh, fuck no, man. Lowers you. It diminishes you. You'd be like, okay. I have another question.
Well, that's a scene right out of True Romance. Remember, before Drexel Spivey blows all those dudes away. That's what they're arguing about. And Samuel Jackson, right, says he'll eat that, he'll lick the butt, he'll do everything.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's,
oh,
what he,
okay,
says.
Gotta fix this in post.
That's what he says. Then talk to Quentin Tarantino. Don't talk to me. I didn't write it.
I do believe the line is he eats every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he says. I wasn't quoting him, but I think you're right. I do think he says I eat every motherfucking thing.
That's right. Well... I'd like to say that I was enlightened here, no, but all I know is my daughter is in grave, grave danger.
Yes.
And again, the dudes she likes are white.
Well, that doesn't...
But they're as Mary Ellen, as my venerable mother would have said when I was a teenager, those are scum bums. You're listening to scum bums.
I can hear her say that shit. I can hear her say it.
Michael, you can't listen. You can't hang around with those guys. Those guys are scum bums.
Oh, that's great.
You're not allowed.
All right, so we...
Take you to Milwaukee to see NWA? No, those guys are scum bums.
Okay, so we've learned that. We've learned that maybe there's a merit to me making a greater effort to get a black friend. Maybe more than one.
Yeah, I
one
think you've got
to
run...
Let's not get crazy.
Not I think you need to run homework. The gamut, dude. Why stop at a black guy, man? Once you start rolling, to add to your collection of folks...
I think that's the only one that I wouldn't have, though.
Oh, really? You've got a Mexican friend?
I do have a Mexican friend. I have an Asian friend.
Wow, really?
Yep. That's right.
Oh, man. And do you think those guys go around and they're like, no, mijo, I got a buddy.
Indian
he's from, he's from Ireland. His family's from Ireland. I'll ask him. I'll bounce it off of him.
When
do you think that you're brought up in conversation?
I might
as
be.
Somebody's
in
white
fact,
friend?
In fact, one of my buddies had one of his black friends come up to him at work and ask him if we say dickweed all the time. Because he and his friends are arguing that that's something that white people say, and that we say it all the time. Dickweed.
Dickweed?
Yes.
What?
I'm serious.
Did you burst out laughing?
Pretty much, yes.
Dude, like that is so awesome. Dickweed?
Yes.
I just assume that, like, you know, black people know, like, too much about white people. But then white people are like all insulated and we don't know anything about anything or about anybody. But now you're letting me know that no one knows shit about anyone else.
I think that's closer. Well, it's the same, like, remember a couple years ago when I learned, like, I didn't know that black people study each other's skin tone and they know who's darker than them and lighter than them and who has the same skin tone.
And gives a shit? Yeah, they give a shit about it?
I didn't know any of that stuff until one day a couple of black coworkers were talking about it in front of me. And I was like, wait a minute. You guys know who's darker and who's lighter than everybody? And on a dime, they were like, well, yeah, Tom's darker than Steve, and Steve's darker than Bill, and Bill's lighter than everybody. And my, they knew everybody down the line of where they fit on the dark to light spectrum.
Right. And then they blew your mind and let you know that Vanessa was a red bone? And
I learned about the red bone.
It was off the hook.
The red bone was something I learned about on my own.
No, that is not true. I told you about the red bone phenomenon. Do you need me to replay the tape, Jones?
Well, I remember we were talking about starting a website called redbonechickenheads.com.
Don't know why. I don't even know the context anymore. Glad we didn't do that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the context was either. I think it was like a dating site or something like that.
See, you've been fascinated by this for a long time. You are kind of racist.
Okay, I don't know. I would argue I'm not, but maybe there is a latent fear that I would find out that if I tried to do a deep dive that I am. I went to Janet Jackson a couple weeks ago, and I had a fantastic time. In fact, so we were at Janet Jackson. This is the best. We're at Janet Jackson, and she has like all of her backup dancers. And they're all doing their thing, and it's a great show. Now, that because Janet's 51, and she just had a baby in January.
Oh.
She looked great, and her performance was great, but she has the backup dancers do a lot of the heavy lifting. She'll, like, walk back and forth for three minutes of a song, and then there'll be a 30-second, 45-second outburst where she'll just dive in and do the perfectly choreographed routine like she was 27. But it comes in fits and starts. It's not like when she was 27 and it used to be the whole show. Anyway, she has all these backup dancers. And there was this one woman that was a backup dancer, real heavy girl. And the crowd loved her, black girl. The crowd loved her. Anytime she did anything, had any kind of pseudo solo where she was at the front of the stage and doing the move, the crowd went apeshit. And my sister pointed out, she's like, every time that heavy girl goes up there and dances, the crowd goes crazy. And she was right. So we get to the end of the show, and Janet's doing, she's introducing everybody. And she's like, you know, they all love these names. Like, it's Mystique and Nitro and Zip, you know, like all the...
Nitro. What is this, American Gladiator?
That's all I can come up with. And she's going down the line, and as she's going down the line, she's building to the heavyset black girl that the crowd was going wild for. And my sister's like, they're going to go nuts. The whole crowd's going to go nuts when they introduce her. And Janet goes to introduce her, and she goes, and Allison! And there was a decided hush over the crowd.
Yeah.
And she did her thing, and then the crowd kind of built up a little bit. And my sister right away was like, I think the crowd was disappointed that she had, like, her name was Allison. Like, it was maybe kind of just a whiter name.
Right, too European for the crowd, right. Man.
So we go, now Allstate Arena is the worst to get out of. We're in the car afterwards waiting to leave. 45 minutes getting out of this parking lot. And my sister starts, like, we're listening to Janet Jackson's music, talking about the show. My sister finds this black dancer online. Her name is Allison Buzkowski.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. So she was adopted by white parents, whatever it was. And then, and she was good, man. She could do the whole, any routine that anyone else was doing. She was doing, like, it wasn't like, oh, she did 70% of what everybody else did. No, she did 100% of what everybody else did. But the fact that her name was Allison Buzkowski threw a largely black audience off.
Crazy. And it was a largely black audience to see Janet Jackson. That actually surprises me.
Well, I mean, it was a diverse crowd, but I would say the majority was black. I think now...
Crazy.
I think now, at this stage of her career, when she's not really going to have a new album that's going to push her out in front of everybody, and, like, her old fans, you know, a lot of them are still probably moms at home. So it's kind of just who are really maybe hardcore Jackson fans made it out there, and it seems, just based on eyeballing the numbers, it would be a more largely black audience, but it wasn't, like, an only black audience at all. But I'd say 65-70%.
And how packed was the arena? How filled?
Pretty filled. Pretty filled. I mean, it was Allstate. I don't know how many people.
15,000 people there, maybe?
No, because they always cut off, you know, the stage. They don't really go behind the stage. So that cuts it off. I don't know. I'm bad at guessing. 10, 12.
All right. Did she start with Rhythm Nation?
She did not.
Boo.
Why does she have to start with it?
That's a jam there, Jones.
Well, she has like 2 hours of jams. Why?
Did she play Black Cat?
She did not play Black Cat. Wow. I didn't expect a Black Cat out of you.
I know. Hey, man, I got some. I know Double J. Did she reference Michael at all?
No. I bet you.
I kind of dig that, actually.
I bet you she hasn't referenced Michael since he settled out of court. Because she did, I saw her when she toured for the Janet album in 93. It was 93, 94 she was on tour. And the night before, I was going to see them because they were at Marquette. So I was going to see her at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. The night before, she was on stage at the United Center and asked for a moment of silence or some kind of moment of prayer for her brother. And then that next day, there was a settlement out of court. And I was like, oh, I wonder, because I had read about that in the Chicago Tribune. Like that, how she handled the concert, because I was trying to figure out what the concert was going to be like. And then when I saw she did the settle out of court thing, I was like, oh, what's she going to do at the Bradley Center? And she just never said anything. I bet you she's never mentioned her brother since then. Not on stage.
Yep. There was no reason to pray for him then after he had settled.
Yeah.
I kind of like that she didn't need to ride his coattails. I always thought it was bullshit that she wasn't in the Jackson 5. What's this nonsense?
She was so young, though. I mean...
It's like, that was Joe. That was Joe being like, nah, you're less than...
Yeah, but then I don't know about that. I mean, they pushed her career from the Jeffersons and Different Strokes, and then her first album came out when she was like 18, 19. Joe got her on the riddle pretty soon. Pretty early.
I think the solution is that you need to date a black woman because you like to go to shit like Janet Jackson and stuff. Like, you would have a blast with a black lady.
Maybe you're onto something.
Well, that's my vote, bro. Okay. That's my vote for you.
That's why we have these conversations.
If I can't fit the bill as your black friend, and you need a black friend, now that we've established that, you might as well go black girlfriend.
That's definitely a bigger step than trying to talk to the black guy on the floor at my office building in the bathroom. But it may be a necessary step.
Much safer. And find one with a nice European name, like Alison Buzkowski.